Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Some of you longtime North Dakota residents may recall the old North Dakota tourism campaign, North Dakota Mountain Removal Project Completed. That campaign back in the day was complete with highway billboards. But any knowledge of the present-day North Dakota geography would indicate that the mountain removal project was not completed. I was thinking about that recently when I noticed the town of Mountain on my North Dakota highway map. Mountain, located in Pembina County, was named for its proximity to the nearby Pembina Mountain. Some references from the 1800s called the Pembina Mountain the Hare Hills. These days, of course, most everyone knows the area as the Pembina Hills. The term mountain gets used and misused a lot, and the name of an area can even change over time. I happen to live in one of those areas. Most people call my home area the Turtle Mountains, but I've seen several historical references to Turtle Mountain, singular, Turtle Hills, and even Beckoning Hills. The highest point in Turtle Mountain is 2,541 feet above sea level at Boundary Butte, which, as the name implies, is on the border with Manitoba. That's 904 feet above Botany, which is often listed as 1,637 feet above sea level. North Dakota also has the Kildare Mountains, which are higher. I'm not sure about the peak elevation there, and there are two notable peaks to them, but I've read it's over 3,200 feet. The highest point in the state is 3,507 feet, but that, of course, is White Butte. We also have Devil's Lake Mountain in Ramsey County, Blue Mountain in Nelson County, Lookout Mountain in Eddy County, and Tracy Mountain south of Medora. With all the impressive buttes in the western part of the state, Sentinel, Bullion, and others, I can't help but wonder why Tracy Mountain was so named. Maybe Tracy Mountain just sounded better. Perhaps a new tourism campaign is in order to inform and entice tourists that the mountains are still here. The use of the term mountain may be relative, but they are mountains. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.